good morning, good day, good afternoon, good vibes, whatever you're doing, make sure that it's good. I hope y'all are having a great Motivation Mondays. I'm Mario Marino, aka Follow Mario, and you're listening to the second season of Motivation Mondays presented by Moonrise Social Club. We're so glad that you're here. Let's go ahead and get right into it. Hello everyone, happy episode 3 of Motivation Mondays season 2. Mario Marino here, and my little puppy Cavett's at my feet. He wanted to join the podcast today. He's super adorable. I wish you could see him. Head over to my Instagram. Check him out. He's super cute. We love dogs. It's a cute little Cocker Spaniel that's joining me today, so if you hear him bark, he just woke up, so sorry. Comes with being a dog dad. But today on episode 3, we are talking about the power of manifesting. And I know I've talked about manifestation in season 1 of Motivation Mondays, but I want to talk about it again. And it's my podcast and I can do whatever the heck I want. So yeah, so let's go ahead and get into it. First and foremost, I think a lot of people get it twisted. Law of attraction is not the same thing as law of manifestation, and law of manifestation is not the same as law of attraction. For law of manifestation, that is really about attracting what you are, bringing who you are into reality, making sure that you're asserting yourself and saying these little manifestations to remind yourself of the bad bitch that you are. The law of attraction is about attracting what you want. You don't have that yet, so you want that into your life. Both of these are very important for your mind and, you know, things that I think you should practice. But what we're talking about today is the law of manifestation, or manifestation in general, and the power behind it. You know, I believe that you have to start with the law of manifestation, making sure that you attract what you are before you go after what you want. And I think that's something that is very important. So I wanted to distinguish the two there. And also talking about the power of manifestation, I was listening to Disclosure actually on Pandora, which I haven't listened to Pandora since I was like 18. I don't know why I was doing that, but a song popped up and it was like this amazing beat to where it basically said in the chorus, "Where your focus goes, our energy flows." And I'm gonna play it for you. It kind of puts you in a good mood.
What up, what up, what up, what up? All right, look, 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 look. Just in case you ain't got it by now, listen to me, bring it in. If you are alive, I know you ain't reached your best yet. You got more, you can do more, you can see more, you can be more, all right? Feel invincible, powerful, strong. Look, where your focus goes, your energy flows. Are you hearing me?
Isn't that one of the greatest, like, feel good, wake up, put on a song while you're in the shower getting ready songs that you've ever heard? It's called Energy by Disclosure. And I think it is such a perfect way to talk about manifesting. Where your focus goes, our energy flows. And when you really kind of attract and focus on yourself, what you actually get back is incredible. The energy just flows when you're aware and meeting kind of your manifestations at their same level. I know that sounds so spiritual and crazy, but if you can get on board with that and just feel good about who you are and what you stand for and what you attract within yourself and who you are, you're gonna unlock so much potential. I believe it. Trust me, every single morning, you know, I wake up and I say some manifestations and I have no problem telling you guys what they are. I write them down in a little journal that you guys have heard me, you know, say or talk about on this podcast called the 5-Minute Journal, to where you talk about things that you're grateful for. But it also puts in the daily affirmations, right? The things that, you know, I attract amongst myself and the things that I'm constantly making sure that I'm bringing to the world and manifesting. And they are. I am positive, I am kind, I am healthy, and I am wealthy. I am loving, and I am successful. I say that every single day. I'm attracting, I'm manifesting this life that is a balance, is of order, is of happiness, you know, and really trying to make sure that I maintain that as much as I possibly can. So I just love that. Where your focus goes, your energy flows. So add that to your podcast, add that to your playlist, add that to whatever you need to add it to. But it is such a great way to kind of start your day and get you in the right headspace. Now, I'm not a super religious person, but I am spiritual. I believe we have a physical body with some sort of energy or spirit in it. I do personally believe in God, but I don't believe in organized religion. I believe that, you know, your relationship and your religion is a one-on-one relationship based on your belief. And that's something that's personal to me. So you'll never hear me talk in this podcast about my, you know, further than my belief in God. But I do believe we have a physical body with a spirit or energy in it. And I think energy is something really interesting. I don't believe in coincidences. I believe in kind of matching people's energy, and, you know, things happening because you're kind of attracting that to you. Science really shows that everything is energy. Things unfold in your life due to energy. So, you know, really why I love marketing so much, to be honest with you, is marketing is not only about solving people's problems and marketing to them, and providing them, you know, value in why they need a product or why they should, you know, take a particular service or what have you to benefit their life, but it's also about being in tune with people's energy and what does the culture want, what does this population want, what does this specific target audience want, and provide them something that makes them feel good, look good, etc., and kind of match them at that same energy level. You need to be able to understand how to tug at people's heartstrings, how to relate to them, and I think that's what's so fascinating about marketing and advertising, is really being able to, you know, speak to a mass audience in a way that resonates with them, because it's so convoluted in the advertising space. So energy is something that is quite interesting. And to talk a little bit more about, you know, where you focus, I think you've heard me say so much about drowning out the noise and really kind of level setting your day. One of the things that I started doing is I used to get up and like rush to get ready and rush out the door. Now I actually take 5 minutes of pure focus to really ask myself what it is that I want. What am I grateful for? What are my daily affirmations? What am I going to manifest? And what do I want to come out of my life? So, you know, that's something that's very important to me, is really figuring out where that focus goes and where do I spend my time. And once I level set and start my day off that way, I just feel so much more fulfilled and I feel so much more guided by what I need to do and what I need to go after. The number one thing about the power of manifesting, though, is it needs to become a habit. It needs to be something that you, you know, whether it's small, tiny actions like spending 5 minutes a day, or if it's going to the gym and saying affirmations while you're there, you have to get in the habit of doing it regularly. That's the only way that these things are going to happen, if you're constantly giving your focus. You can't just focus on something once and be done. You have to consistently put it in your mind. And it may feel weird to say out loud. You may not feel comfortable with it at the beginning, but then think it. Think every single day for about 5 minutes just on yourself and what you want to achieve, and your perspective will entirely change. So, you know, however comfortable you are with manifesting things or speaking about things, or, you know, even just simple step of saying your daily affirmations will be so important and valuable to you. But just wake up every day and do it, whether start of your day, end of your day, both, etc. It will make a difference. And don't let doubt become an obstacle. Think clearly and make sure that these small habits make that impact. You know, they always say it takes 2 weeks to break a habit, or 21 days to break a habit, whatever, you know, you believe. That's true, because every single day you're starting to get consistent with these small habits. And I think the second that we doubt, the second that we think we can't do something, is the moment that we allow ourselves the belief to come in that we actually can. We're not deserving and we're an imposter, or it doesn't make sense for us. You have to extract all of those obstacles and really believe in yourself. Believe in yourself that you're a bad bitch, you know, you can accomplish whatever you want and you deserve everything that's coming your way. So I'm a big believer in the power of manifesting. It is something that I, you know, am focusing on. You know, I've gotten David into it. It's something that we really believe in. It's not like a cult following. It's not just something that, you know, we're trying to shove down people's throats. It's actually just something that makes us feel good and makes us feel like we're on the right path and we're reframing our minds to think positively, because that's really all what it's about. I'm a big believer in being an optimist. I'm a big believer in setting goals and achieving them. And that's really what I'm going after with manifesting the life that I want. So hopefully that's something that you guys go after, manifest the life that you want. If you have any of your own daily affirmations and want to share with me, I would love to hear what they are. Head over to my Instagram at @followmario and let me know what they are. I'm curious. But that's pretty much it for today's Motivation Mondays. Hopefully this was the right kind of mindset shift for you guys to think about if you're interested in getting into manifesting, don't really understand what it is or how to bring things into reality. You know, hopefully this shed some more light. You can do tons of Google searches. There's tons of YouTube videos on it as well that go into much more educational, informative detail than I could. So definitely do your research on it, but it's something that has got me hooked and just helping me think better, you know, sharing those good vibes and making me start out my day in the right way. And that's really what this podcast was all about for me. So something that I wanted to share with you guys. So can't wait to chat with you next week for episode 4 of Motivation Mondays. But until then, you guys have a fantastic week and I'll chat soon. Take care. And we're going to do the outro a little bit different. We're going to go back to that Disclosure energy song to put us all back in a good mood. So let's get to it.
What up, what up, what up, what up? All right, look. Just in case you ain't got it by now, listen to me, bring it in. If you are alive, I know you ain't reached your best yet. You got more, you can do more, you can see more, you can be more, all right? Feel invincible, powerful, strong. Look, where your focus goes, your energy flows. Are you hearing me?